Daniel Larson was born on November 15, 1998, in Colorado. His childhood was anything but ordinary. Raised by his mother, Elizabeth Scheimer, Daniel later alleged that he suffered ongoing physical and emotional abuse at home. By 2012, at just 14 years old, Daniel was placed in Tennyson Center for Children, a facility for young people suffering from severe trauma and neglect. In December of that year, a local news station featured Daniel as a success case. For a brief moment, it seemed like things might turn around. After leaving the centre, Daniel moved in with his grandmother and enrolled at Sobeski Academy. Classmates remember him as quiet, withdrawn. One even recalled Daniel hitting himself in class, sometimes triggering lockdowns. Still, Daniel sought a sense of normalcy. He auditioned for school plays, joined a bowling league, but beneath the surface, a storm was building. In 2019, Daniel took his first steps online. He launched a Twitter account, then two more. A YouTube channel followed. The content was erratic and sparse, but the digital seed had been planted. Then, tragedy struck. On July 24, 2019, Daniel's grandmother died from cancer. She was his sole caregiver. He was just 20. Struggling with mental illness, and suddenly, entirely alone. According to reports, while she lay on her deathbed, Daniel stayed home, watching the Special Olympics. On Christmas Eve 2019, Daniel posted his first YouTube video. A brief 9-second clip of him sliding down a playground slide. Innocent, oddly childlike. A flicker of normalcy, before everything changed. By March 2020, Daniel's uploads grew stranger. Then came the now infamous video, "Good Night Everyone." It was simple but haunting. Something about it felt final. As the pandemic kept the world indoors, Daniel's viewership exploded. People were desperate for distraction. For some, he was an oddity. For others, comedy. But for Daniel, this was connection, and he clung to it. On July 14, 2020, Daniel announced he was running for President of the United States. His policies? Making trolling illegal, securing borders, and controversially, lowering the age of consent. That October, the subreddit r/DanielLarson was born. It became a haven for trolls, voyeurs, and a few genuine fans. Daniel's response? Crude insults, often violent rhetoric, but he kept uploading. By 2021, he released his first album, Ute, along with tracks like You're a Bitch and EP Shit in My Drink. Satirical or serious, no one knew for sure, but the internet kept watching. Then a turning point. In late 2020, Daniel's Pinterest account was leaked. Inside were age of consent maps and disturbing images. His obsession with child singer Grace VanderWaal became public. The FBI was reportedly contacted. Daniel vanished from the internet for months, a period fans now call the first dark age. When he returned, he claimed he had been cleared, but the damage was done. In July 2023, Daniel adopted a dog from the Longmont Humane Society, renaming her Music. He claimed she brought him peace, but followers noticed signs of neglect. Reddit users organised what became known as SEAL Team 6. They tracked Daniel down, and on July 11th, a man posing as a vet retrieved the dog. He posted a photo to Reddit, "Music is safe." Daniel exploded. The same day, Daniel entered a Walmart, destroyed merchandise, and damaged a senior citizen's bus. Customers detained him until police arrived. This meltdown became infamous, the 7-Eleven incident. On August 29th, Daniel had his worst breakdown yet. Trolls pretending to be Grace VanderWaal convinced him she was dating Jacob Sartorius. Daniel posted racial slurs, self-harmed on stream, and descended into what fans call the Second Dark Age. He was duped into believing he was enrolled at UCLA, told the world was ending. He triggered a fire alarm at Olive Garden and was arrested. Then came the final chapter. From mid-2023 to early 2024, Daniel made multiple bomb threats, targeting the White House, FBI, and locations in Colorado. On April 25, 2024, a federal grand jury indicted him on 7 felony counts, he was arrested May 1st. No bail. As of June 2025, Daniel Larson remains in federal detention in Colorado, awaiting trial. His story is no longer a spectacle, it's a tragedy. A cautionary tale of unchecked mental illness, digital exploitation, and a world too willing to turn pain into entertainment. Daniel wanted to be seen, and now the world can't look away.